Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's Strotty for Brekkie. And the unmistakable sound of the great Steve Earle there and Copperhead Road. It is 5:08. Good morning, everybody. A bit of a wind blowing out there. Welcome along to Thursday, the 7th day of March, around a cloudy condition outside with a wind that is howling. To about, what are we talking about, 15 to 20 knots? It's going to be a very windy day today. The winds will go south, southeasterlies, to up to 30 knots. There's a strong wind warning out for our buddies today. Showers and storms predicted around 19 degrees to 25 degrees for today. Looking at the radar, there's bugger all there, if I could say that. Around Taree, there's a little bit of shower activity, but north towards Port, Kempsey, Smoky Cape, and up to Coffs and Grafton and Woolloy, there's a couple of dots. So there is no clumps. There is no 20, 30, 40, 50 mils on the horizon, sadly. But anyway, we'll take what we get. Hope you had a good Wednesday. It was hot and sticky yesterday, a lot cooler today. It will get hot again from tomorrow. And the next 3 days predicted to be showery and stormy on and off, if I can just say it like that. So, anyway, we'll see what is in the mix, as it were. Let's have a look at what's making news around the place. As you heard with Hannah, there's some interesting stories around today. Six Energy Rebel National MPs are demanding Scott Morrison's big stick laws be resurrected immediately. And to the US, rescuers in the US state of Alabama are digging through the remnants of homes and businesses destroyed by a pair of tornadoes that killed at least 23 people, including children. You'll see more about that on the news tonight. Locally with Lee, there's a stack of stories around today. More health and medical services are on their way for Lake Cat Eye. He's got details of that. The Koala Hospital have got a big tree giveaway starting today. Also, Nambucca paramedics will be meeting with New South Wales Ambulance over the next 2 days, proposing new rosters and additional ambulances. And the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Alder Villa Brigade has benefited from an RFSA grant. I love a good acronym in the morning. That is good news. Lee will have further details of that. In sport, great news for the Matildas overnight. They belt Argentina 3-0 to claim the Cup of Nations. Sam Kerr scores as normal. Gee, they're a good footy side, aren't they? And, you know, all the controversy over the coach. Well, the new coach has won 3 in a row for them to take the Cup of Nations, which is just great. Locally in sport today, racing the Gallops are at Port Macquarie today. Good morning, Michael Bowman. An 8-race card with the first at 1:10. The track is currently a good 4. On the show today, plenty happening, including, because it's Thursday, Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB 4x4 Accessories. Now, today, we're out visiting another job site, another workshop, and thanks to ARB, we are giving away the beautiful oat milk, the Tumblegum bakery products, and, of course, we're putting our tradies in the draw to win a couple of great ARB camping chairs. And they also get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks the tradies. Today, Christy and Caleb are going to be out at Warren Plowright Toyota in the workshop there with the Reverend Shane T. Stone. I think Shane will be there. Also on the show today, the Footy's Backpack. Second last day for you to enter the draw. All you've got to do is get the question right in the NRL quiz. I've been doing footy callers this week. Tell me who the caller is, and you hop in the draw to win a wonderful experience for the first round of the NRL. You get the Triple M backpack with the Triple M merchandise. You get your footy. You get two tickets to the opening round game of the Premiers, the Roosters, taking on 1908 rivals South Sydney at the iconic SCG. You also get accommodation for you and your bestie as well. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman, the footy's backpack. Hopefully you can pick it up. Also, you can win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Brian Cranston, Cameron Datto, and the great Rick Mayle. We've got to play some Rick Mayle out of the young ones, the late, great Rick Mayle. Also, Christy in with What's On the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. That and more coming up on the show today.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Strawny for breakfast. Feels
good, oh, 13 27 10, our telephone number. If you'd like to give us a call, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You can also subscribe to our daily catch up podcasts through the free Triple M app.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Cactus.com.au.
Hey, hungry people!
Hey, grocery shoppers!
Tired of being ripped off by the big supermarkets?
Sick of not getting even cheaper stuff?
Then be ripped off and not getting cheaper stuff no more!
Yes, that's right! SusMart is here. At SusMart, we guarantee the lowest prices anywhere in our store.
But wait, there's more! Our SusMart buying power means you will save, save, save!
Our supply negotiators are standing over, standing by.
What must SusMart pay for your asparagus, yeah?
Hi, it's a cheap, $2 a ton.
Okay, 50 cents a ton.
Ah, amazing.
But wait, I hear you ask.
My wife had children who get thirsty and milk is expensive.
Wait no more. You need SusMart's own house brand milk with added whiteness for your drinking health.
As seen on Shane Warne's teeth.
Now only 20 cents a litre from our DIY milk bowser.
Fill up the kids on the spot.
Oh, no more expensive water for me. Thanks, SusMart. How do they do it?
Nice cows you have here. Wouldn't want anything to happen to them, yeah?
Yeah, all right. You can have me milk for 1 cent a litre. Oh, my milking fingers!
But wait, don't take our word for it. Just listen to these actors.
I am Nelson Mandela. I always shop at SusMart because my 30 years in prison gave me a taste for cheap food.
Yes, as a queen, one always buys one's pet food at SusMart. It makes feeding one's corgis affordable and makes feeding Camilla a pleasure.
Thank you. That was very nice acting. Here is your fee, $1 each.
What?
You said a thousand.
It's that easy.
SusMart, we put the U back in cheap.
But wait again, I hear you ask.
Oh, these prices are so low, I feel like I'm stealing.
Wrong again. It's just our SusMart supply negotiator letting us do it right for you.
How much for your bok choy, huh?
Okay, $2 a ton.
How much?
Okay, I'll give you $3 a ton to take it.
Excellent. Stop the waterboarding.
SusMart Supermarket.
If you can find a cheaper product anywhere, we'll buy it from you.
That's the SusMart guarantee.
And remember, SusMart products contain no horse meat.
In fact, no meat at all.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Fishing best bet.
And we go to a very dark Settlement Point boat shed and say a very good morning to the one and only Bluey Waters. How are you, Bluey?
Morning, Shorty. I'm well, thank you.
Have you got your miner's light on your head there?
Oh, it is dreadful out here this morning. Pitch dark. Even coming to work this morning was so difficult with all the different lights around the town and that sort of stuff. Yeah, my eyesight's not the best these days, and I find it quite hard to drive in the dark. You know,
yeah.
It was just so dark.
And what about the wind, Bluey? The wind.
Oh, the wind. How sold they are. This is going to impress the fishermen. I tell you what, the brim fishermen, they'll be clapping their hands together here this morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good day for them.
I think so. Now, also, there was red weed back on a lot of the beaches near where you are, Bluey, yesterday. So hopefully this, and they say it's going to go to 30 knots. There is a strong wind warning out for it, actually. Hopefully it blows it all away. Top of the tide at 10:30. You do have your favourite morning rising tide. Where are we going to go today?
Yeah, we're going to cut up a bit of mullet. And we're out to the breakwaters this morning. We're going to try for a nice quality brim on mullet.
Brim on mullet, okay.
So, yeah, we'll probably only be out there for a couple of hours, but I reckon we might put a couple of good fish in the bucket. Right. This is what the brim really like. This will stir them up a little bit of pitter patter on the water.
Yep.
And plenty of cloud cover.
All right. Now, you do live in the Bermuda Triangle. Have you had any rain?
We've had about 1 mil here.
So we have
had a little bit here.
Well, that's good. Now, club's out this weekend?
Yes. Firstly, the Wagooga Fishers are out this weekend. This is why we've got this different type of weather at the present moment. It's a 1 o'clock weigh-in back at the Bolo with the barbecue. Also, the Lyon United Services, Ex-Services Fishing Club, they've got a comp on. There's a 1 o'clock weigh-in. The barbecue starts at 12 o'clock at the Bermuda Clubhouse. And, of course, our good friends at Smithtown, the Smithtown RSL Bowling Club Anglers, there's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with the barbecue.
Okie dokie, fair enough. That's good. And they're also racing today in Port Macquarie. Now, you and I, all we do is get seconds. Have you had a look today? Have you had a bit of a look or not?
No, I haven't had a chance yet. Sorry.
Oh, okay, all right.
Have you had a look or not? No.
I've had a look. Shelley Beach Road's in again.
Is it?
Yeah, it's favourite in race 7, and it's number 6. All right, $3.40. But, you know, when I cook, I love to cook, Bluey. There's a horse called More Chili.
More Chili?
And it was also the duck and MRI's favourite poker machine. You know the one where she go, More Chili!
More Chili.
When they used to go and talk the poker machine room. They used to call it the dark room, of course, gamble responsibly. And that, I think that was there. There was that and the cats. There was one, this thing that used to meow all the time if you got the feature up. But More Chili is number one. And it's coming out of barrier one.
Right.
And it's $4, Bluey, so I'll have a look at that. Listen, I got to tell you yesterday, I was at golf with the great Donnie Barton, right?
Yes.
Guess who I bump into again?
Tell me.
Soka.
Oh, and, no. And,
oh, mate. You should see the golf carts that the blokes had. They looked like the Queen would have them, or, you know, the Pope. They looked like Pope mobiles.
Oh, yeah. They polish them up and the wheels on them.
But listen, yeah. I got tipped into an interesting one yesterday. One of his mates grabs me and goes, Strawn, you know, Soka got his nickname for what he does, but he also has the same nickname on the golf course because he spends so much time in the water, Bluey, hitting golf balls. So he's nicknamed Soka on the golf course as well because he hits so many in the drink.
Oh,
dig him. Yeah, so you want to dig him in the ribs about that. But I tricked him yesterday. I was rushing to get there. I had bare feet on when I got out of the car. And as soon as I got out, he goes, hey, you can't play here. You got nothing on your feet. So it was a role reversal. I was going to put some shoes on, but I was getting changed. So there you go. Anyway, homework for you tomorrow, Bluey. It's 1 week today till the footy kicks off. I know you're really excited. Triple M getting ready to rock the footy for 2019. And yesterday, Bluey, I went through six people before someone guessed our commentator in the footy's backpack to win the backpack with the Triple M merchandise, with the footy, with two tickets to the Roosters and South game at the SCG, and with overnight accommodation. I took seven callers before we could get someone to identify our rugby league caller. Now, see how you go, Bluey. Ready?
Yep.
It goes to Lydiard, he's flying, he turns it back inside, the ball's loose, it's picked up by Kenny, okay, it's over for a try. Yes, a try by Kenny. Well, I was just about to say that I thought Parramatta were on top in this early stage of the game, and they certainly are, as Manly made a bad handling error there.
All right, who was that, Bluey?
Frank Hyde,
of course it was, yeah. But I went through six people before someone got it.
Right.
And the bloke went on to do his impersonation. Remember, Frank used to say, it's high, it's long enough, it's straight between the posts.
The posts.
And the other one I remember, because he used to call from the card table at the SCG, remember when the ball boy would get in front of him? Gee, he used to get cranky. Oh, son, get out of the way. And even worse if a press photographer was there, like, can you move? I can't see. Oh, he was a funny bloke. Lovely bloke, Frank. Lived well into his 90s. He used to make his own homebrew, and he lived on down the waterfront there at Manly. But I couldn't believe I went for six calls before someone guessed that was Frank Hyde. Bluey got it straight away, right to the top of the class. Tomorrow, Bluey, we'll need a TAB and Bottle-O best bet. All the best for today. You're sending us out to the breakwalls.
Yeah, at the breakwalls, cut a bit of mullet and try for a nice quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Australia.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
A possible shower and top of 25 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. More health and medical services are set for Lake Cadie. Construction has started on an expansion to the medical centre worth $1.8 million. Line MP Dr David Gillespie says the coalition's put $300,000 into the upgrade.
It's a fantastic extension to Lake Cadie Medical Centre. $300,000 from the federal coalition government's regional teaching infrastructure grants. It'll mean a hydrotherapy pool, more room for physiotherapy, occupational therapy and exercise physiology.
The work is due to be completed in the second half of this year. The Port Macquarie Koala Hospital is calling on the community to get on board with its koala food tree program. Anyone from Kempsey in the north to Kew in the south can pick up a tree. The goal is to boost koalas' habitat. Last year's tree giveaway saw 10,000 distributed in 10 days, but that's being ramped up this year to 25,000. Koala Hospital Habitat Coordinator Steve Withnall says loss of habitat is a major reason for koalas becoming sick and dying. With extra paramedics sent for much of the state, Health Services Union paramedics are calling for more resources to make the most of the allocations. In places like Nambucca Heads, there's just one ambulance unit available, so if that unit is tied up, cover's needed from Coffs Harbour. The Vice President of the Health Services Union and Nambucca Heads paramedic Stephen Fraser says they've been working on proposals.
So we've got together as paramedics and proposed new rosters for the ambulance service that really meet the peak demand workloads for the community. So when we've got the busiest times, we're hoping to have at least an extra ambulance on duty with the rosters that the staff have put together and are proposing.
And under a state grant scheme, the Rural Fire Service Alder Villa Brigade have been successful, having applied for a motorised roller door and also an automatic hose winder. Now to sport. The 2018-19 Mid-North Coast Premier Cricket League season's proven unpredictable, but with just three rounds to go, sides will be pressing harder than ever to make the top four. This week, it's Taree West hosting Port City League's Magpies, both not far from making it in. United are the form side of the competition, but they're taking on Rovers, who are playing host at Kempsey Golf Club. Port Macquarie Pirates have shown patchy form of late. They're taking on the struggling Macquarie, and it's Warhope taking on Nullar. Top of the table, Wingham have the bye. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a strong southwester southerly wind blowing. It's producing really clean conditions over protected southern corners and southern headlands. The rest of our beaches are fairly messy. We do have a nice little bit of leftover northeasterly swell. Wave size in the southern corners, looking only around that 2 feet mark at the present time. But we do have high tide around 10:15, so those waves may pick up as that day progresses. The open beaches are attracting a new southerly swell too, but that southerly swell, again, that'll start to pick up during the afternoon. We do have a low tide around 4:30, and the water temperature is absolutely sensational, around 23 to 24 degrees.
Triple M.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Marvel are set to cast their first openly gay superhero as fans beg for Captain America to come out. Meghan Markle's friend Abigail Spencer announces she is returning to Grey's Anatomy as she posts a snap of herself as Dr. Megan Hunt. And British comedy icon Joanna Lumley. Gee, I love Joanna Lumley. She's apologised for those she may have offended with her BAFTA's hosting speech while suggesting we need to lighten up a little.
I agree with her.
But let's see which brave souls have battled through the English weather in a chauffeur-driven limousine to be here this evening.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M Mid-North Coast coming up next hour. The footy's backpack thanks to Harvey Norman. Your second last chance to enter the draw to win a weekend away for the opening round of the NRL. That is, I used to call it the Ooga Chaga song, but it's actually called Hooked on a Feeling from Blue Sway. Well, come on, that's what they say.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, Lee Jollo was nodding there. Hooka-chugga, hooka-chugga. That's what that bloke says, doesn't he?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think of it as the Guardians of the Galaxy song, but we won't go there.
Yeah, the other one, like, interesting for a song title, but they never mention the title in the song.
Yeah.
Is when you're like, ooga-chugga, ooga-chugga. What about Chumbawamba, tub-thumping? It's not mentioned anywhere in the song. It's weird, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's be serious in the darkness here, Lee. Another so-and-so month of this daylight saving. It's black as the ace of spades here. Fair digger.
It's dark, very dark.
We've got another month.
It's 7 o'clock. What's going on here?
I know, another month of this too. Yeah. It's going to get darker. All right, what do the papers say?
Yeah, mate, so in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, the headline there, PM boosts medicos at refugee centre on Christmas Island. The Morrison government will dramatically expand healthcare operations at the Christmas Island Detention Centre to cater for more than 500 refugees and asylum seekers, as well as that shock shocking story. She didn't want to be with him. Dentist Preethi Reddy was uneasy about attending the same conference as her ex-boyfriend. 3 days later, after her former boyfriend had swerved his BMW into the path of a truck, her stabbed body was found in a suitcase. And also, Jack DeBellin tackles NRL in court. The St George Illawarra Dragons player is suing the NRL for misleading and deceptive conduct and challenging its power to suspend him from the sport as he faces a criminal trial for aggravated sexual assault. And in the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, court leaves us cold. Spineless DPP slammed as accused child killer remains free. The family of 3-year-old murder victim Cheryl Grimmer has slammed the state's top prosecutor as spineless after he yesterday ruled out appealing the decision to drop charges over her 1970 death. And calling the dozers, the demolition of Allianz Stadium could begin in earnest as soon as this afternoon after the New South Wales government won the right in court yesterday to push ahead with its sports infrastructure plan.
All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Now, locally with you, now sometimes you and I just look at each other going, where are we going to get a story from today? But today it's just sort of, it's everywhere.
Yeah, there's some pretty good news going around at the moment across the mid-north coast. One of those stories, the first sod being turned on the expansion of the Lake Cadai Medical Centre, works worth an impressive $1.8 million. Once that's done, it'll include 5 consulting rooms, increased gym floor space for classes, as well as hydrotherapy, so physiotherapy, and all those sorts of great things are going to be happening in the future at the Lake Cadai Medical Centre there. Work is expected to be done in the second half of the year. As well as that, we're talking about schools, individuals, landholders and more across the mid-north coast able to pick up some wonderful trees from the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital. And that's a great story as well. There's 25,000 they're giving out this year through a partnership with the Forestry Corporation. And that's a lot. That's a lot of trees.
Yeah,
last year,
Koala Habitat. Yes.
Yeah, last year they gave out 10,000, so some great work to see some more koala habitat across our region.
Good on you, Lee. All right, thank you for that, champion. Lee back about...
Triple M rocks the footy in 2019. To celebrate, Strawny's giving you the chance to win the footy's backpack.
Unbelievable!
A double pass to the opening round Rooster South's game at the SCG. Overnight accommodation, an NRL footy and Triple M gear. All you've got to do is tackle the NRL quiz. Yes. The footy's back. Pack is the green light in the bunker of life. Powered by Harvey Norman. Your betting superstore in Port Macquarie. Triple M.
Yes, it is. Second last day today. And let's see how we go with Gary from Port Macquarie first up. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Very good, Stroyny. How are you going, mate?
Good, buddy. What about yesterday? 6 callers before we identified the great Frank Hyde. I know I'm getting old, but I couldn't believe it didn't go off straight away.
Oh, well, that happens, mate.
Yeah, it happens as you get older, I know. All right, Gary. Tell me who this classic commentator is.
He might end up playing for Great Britain in the tri-series. Robert Mears. Suggestion about it is deep. Kicks to the end goal. Nigel Fagadas flying.
All righty, who was that, Gary?
Well, the only one I can think of is Ray Warren.
No, not Ray Warren. Now, the serial bridesmaid, Barnsley, you've rung every day this week.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Mark Geyer.
Mark Geyer, Barnsley. What is he doing? Every day it's obvious and he misses out. You can have a best-of reel at the end of this, Barnsley. Triple M, good morning.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Good, buddy. Who do you think it is?
Graham Hughes.
It's Graham Hughes. Of course it is. Excellent. What's your name?
Mick from Port Macquarie.
Mick from Port Macquarie. Congratulations, Mick. Now, I think HG and Roy used to call Graham the trout, and I don't think he liked it, but he's a nice fella and was very very descriptive with his calling, and he still, I think, will call in the retro round as well. Well, Mick, you are in the draw tomorrow at 7:10 to pick up the footy's backpack thanks to Harvey Norman. Now, this is the backpack itself, jam-packed full of Triple M merchandise. You've got your footy in there, 2 tickets to the iconic SCG for the Premier's first game, the Roosters up against 1908 rivals South, and you get the overnight accommodation for you and your bestie. How about that?
Thanks very much.
Oh, good on you, Mick. Fantastic. Now, remember also, Jessica Mowboy for a couple of years ago, the theme for the rugby league, it starts a week today. That's Triple M Rocks the Footy. Triple M, Mid-North Coast and Strotty for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club just by Town Beach in Port Macquarie, the Port City Bolo. Free dog night and joy to the world. We'll be joyous if we can give this money away.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Winks in the Port home zone.
Mari at beautiful Southwest Rocks. Good morning, Mari. How are you?
Good morning to you, Shawnee.
That's away. Now, Mari, you know how this works. 1,000 large is yours thanks to 40 Winks. If I can match your birthday on the wheel, what number are we spiriting towards the wheel?
What about 21 and it'll save you buying me daughter a birthday present?
Okay, all right, let's go for 21 for Mari to buy a daughter a birthday present. Come on, 21. It's going to be close. Oh, Mari, 22.
Say that again.
22.
Well, guess whose birthday that is?
Oh, don't you say it's yours.
It is.
Oh, Mari, no.
Well, she's not getting a present, that's it.
Oh, Mari, no. I don't know how many times that's happened. I mean, it's your choice, but... Oh, Mari, Mari, Mari. Listen, I feel so bad. Now, Glenn Stewart, if you're listening to this at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, let's find a voucher to Mari to go along and take a daughter out for lunch. Mari, you hold the line. We'll get you a lunch organised. I can't believe you did that. Oh, Mari, hang on. We'll get your details. I hate that when that happens. Poor old Mari, dear, oh dear. Now, our birthday is today. I may have gone a day early with this one yesterday. Do you know it's a very special day today for a very special lady? And I'm talking about Hazel Gill. Happy birthday, Hazel. Love comes from husband Les, your family and friends, and your four grandkids. Hazel, we want you to have a great day today. And I know that you will be spoilt rotten today. Good on you, Hazel. Now, Hazel, you're sharing your birthdays with the likes of Bryan Cranston, also Cameron Daddo, and the comedy genius that is Rick Mayall, all born on this day, March the 7th, just like Hazel.
It's Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yeah, here's Caleb and Christy there at Warren Plowright Toyota with the mechanics. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Strawny. Now, I thought I was going to be out on my own today, but I think Christy's getting a little upset that I stole her thunder, so she actually chased me out of the studio this morning.
Oh, shocking.
She would have let me go, but we're here at Warren Plowright Toyota with Brett. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Good. So how many people do you have on your job site here?
It's probably all up between, because we've got here Toyota and Lexus down the road, there's probably 20-odd tradies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, something I want to know, do you ever have it when someone goes away for a couple of days or a week or two, everything runs smoothly, and when they come back, everything goes wrong? Because that's what's happened to me today with Christy.
He's trying to dob me in here, Strawny.
Oh, no.
Look, I do miss getting out and about and meeting all the lovely tradies, so I had to tag along today. So glad to be here with you, Brett.
Thank you very much. Glad you're here too.
No, but seriously, what's your job here?
My job is just a technician, Toyota tech. You know, been here a bit over 4 years now. So, yeah, just servicing cars, clutching, doing clutches, brakes, relines, you name it, we'll do it.
Oh, and, lovely.
Yeah, now, Brett, now, obviously, working with the iconic brand of Toyota, is there anyone there that is the standout star jumper? You know, when you have to do the oh, what a feeling jump. Who would be, in the workshop, the highest star jumper?
Stoney'd have to be that one, Strawny.
Oh, the Reverend Shane T. Stone with his Saturday service.
That's right, that's
yes. Excellent. Now, what have you guys got? What have you taken out there that will not come back, because they always eat it all, to Warren Plowright's wonderful mechanics today, guys?
We brought them oat milks, of course. They've got a few to choose from here, Brett. You've got oat chocolate, you've got banana, vanilla malt and mocha. So if you like your caffeine, that one's going to be a good one for you, because it's a mix of chocolate and coffee. And of course, Tumblegum Bakehouse and Cafe brought us some goodies, some yummy treats to get you going. And this is the funny thing, Brett. You guys only really just started your morning, so it's a bit strange that we're shouting you smoker right now.
Half four. So, yeah, we're a little bit slack, whereas the other tradies, they start at probably 6.
Oh, yeah.
And knock off at 2, 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
I want a feeling. Now, Brett, part of the deal is you get to play your favourite rock song. What do the guys at Playwrights, what do the mechanics want to hear this morning?
They wanted to hear Shoot the Thrill by Legendary Akka
Daka. Okay, here it comes. Tradie Thursday. Like us to come to your place, just go to triplem.com.au.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Turn it up, boys. Triple M rocks the tradies every tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB 4x4 accessories. Part of the deal is they get to play their favourite rock song, and that one for Brett and all the mechanics there at Plowrights and Shoot to Thrill. We love it. It's 12 to 9, afternoon Ray, after 9 rather, Ray on 131 873.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, there's nothing but crumbs left on the floor at Warren Plowrights, but Christy is still there with the Mid-North Coast today.
I sure am, and you know, the mechanics here, they've only really just had breakfast, Trawny, because they only just started their day, so it's a little bit strange having Smoko so early in the morning, but they're absolutely loving it. I've got to tell you a little secret. Brett, one of the technicians here, a couple of years back, Trawny, you know when we first ran our competition for Movember,
yep.
He was the man that won the mower.
He won the mower. Is it still going
he
all
He won
right?
the mower, so, yeah, and he's got really nice grass.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. Great, Brett. Thanks for being part of it. What was a great promotion. It was really good fun with Rossi Prince and the great team at Hastings Mower Service.
It sure was. And look, in terms of what's on around the Mid-North Coast today, the Kempsey Legal Aid Civil Law Advice Clinic is open from 10 till 12.30 at the Durry Aboriginal Corporation Medical Service in York Lane in Kempsey. And Connecting Culture, it's Tracing Ancestors. It's a family history research workshop run by the State Library of New South Wales Indigenous Service Teams. It's at the Kempsey Shire Library today from 1 till 5. The workshop will cover resources and strategies to assist you in researching your family history. And of course, attention male singers. A reminder, the Blokes Notes meet each Thursday at 6.30 at the Mac Adams Centre in Port Macquarie. And if you like dancing, get along to Zumba dance classes. They're on today from 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. Now, if you missed any part of the show, like the very, very funny footies backpack call this morning, poor, they couldn't get Graham Hughes. They couldn't get Graham Hughes. It was amazing. Anyway, we had Mick get the question right eventually. Tomorrow morning on the show, after 7, we release our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. And, of course, we announce the winner of the footies backpack, thanks to Harvey Norman, off to the first round of the NRL. Whatever you're doing, have a great Thursday. Ray after 9.
Treasure that money can't buy, making the best of each day.